Let's go now to the arrival of Big Solar in Australia, the nation's first utility-scale solar power project involving 150,000 solar panels spread over 80 hectares. The $50 million project will be built near Geraldton in Western Australia and aims to be up and running within a year. It will generate 10 megawatts of power, which makes it 10 times bigger than any existing solar power plant in Australia. Jack Curtis is with the global renewables company First Solar, which will build and maintain this plant. He's speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschman.
Why it's a landmark project is that it is the first utility-scale solar project in Australia. Australia has obviously a number of macro factors that make it a very obvious destination for these kinds of projects. But for a variety of reasons, it's taken some time for a project like this to get off the ground. And really is the first of its kind, and it really is a bit of a build and they will come mentality that we see in a lot of these emerging solar markets.
How does it stack up globally? It may be 10 times bigger than any other solar plant in Australia, but it's a minnow compared to some of the projects that your company is building or committed to, say, for example, in Arizona and California at the moment.
This is, you know, a very decent size. I mean, the first utility-scale project that we built in the US about 3 years ago was 10 megawatts. And then that plant was subsequently expanded to 58 megawatts, and this is how it starts. So even though there are larger projects being constructed, this is a good size for a first project, and you know, we expect it to create a real floodgates moment for the industry.
How much is this the beginning of a second phase of renewable energy investment in Australia, in a sense leapfrogging wind? Is this the beginning of the end for wind power?
I don't think it's so much the beginning of the end. I think it's more the arrival of a complementary renewable generation source. You know, wind has been very successful in Australia to date. It's certainly served a very good purpose, but we think solar has a very critical role to play. It has a generation profile that's different to wind. It has a greater coincidence with peak demand, which is obviously an issue that's increasing in Australia. And so while I don't think it's the end of wind, I think it's definitely going to be a strong contributor to a balanced renewable portfolio in Australia.
Can you describe the technology? The project uses 150,000 panels over an 80-hectare site, so-called advanced thin-film photovoltaics. What does that mean?
Traditional solar panels have been made from crystalline silicon technology. What we use is a different approach, which is essentially we take two pieces of glass and we spray on a very thin film of the semiconductor material. And so the actual end product is somewhat like a glass sandwich, but much thinner than traditional crystalline silicon modules. And that comes with, you know, a number of benefits, primarily being a lower manufacturing cost, driving the cost of solar down very dramatically. And obviously that's the end game for this industry.
So how much is the problem not the actual cost of their technology itself, but the cost of finance, that the bankers haven't been prepared to bankroll a technology that they can't actually see on the ground?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and it's the challenge we face in every nascent market. And what people sometimes don't focus on is that the cost of financing a plant is always the biggest swinger in the delivered cost of the electricity from that solar plant. And so what you really need to drive is technology adoption and the perception of technology bankability. And as much as we can point to plants that have been constructed and financed across Europe, across North America, at the end of the day, the local financing community wants to see it in its backyard, and that's understandable.
First Solar is a global company. 5 or 6 years ago, you were first into Europe. You're now into Asia, India, and the United States. What's going on globally?
You know, 4 or 5 years ago, the feed-in tariff systems in Europe were very lucrative and enabled companies like ourselves to scale the technology, scale the manufacturing footprint, and reduce costs. And now there's a much greater focus on cost control. So what they're really looking at is what is the most efficient mechanism to drive renewable adoption, but also ensure that the cost is coming down. So India has announced a very lofty target. They're targeting 20 gigawatts of solar by 2020. China has a similar target, 20 gigawatts by 2020. Most of the emerging markets that we're seeing are targeting very aggressive solar goals, and we think they're going about it the right way.
So this project may be the first, but in 3 or 5 years' time, are we looking at 10? Are we looking at 20? Are we looking at 30 of these plants around Australia?
I very much expect so. I mean, I think what you'll start to see is an awareness that the perceived cost of centralised generation solar is not as high as it used to be, and I think it really will start to drive a level of awareness and acceptance that these kinds of plants really make sense.
That's Jack Curtis, Vice President of Business Development and Sales for the global renewables company First Solar, which will build Australia's first utility-scale solar power plant near Geraldton in Western Australia within the year. It's 18 to 7.